From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The UN Security Council has unanimously endorsed a roadmap for peace in Syria after a day-long Friday meeting of the International Syria Support Group in New York. VOA's Margaret Bashir has the story.
It was a busy day of diplomacy with ministers from nearly 20 countries meeting to discuss key elements for implementing a nationwide ceasefire in Syria and bringing the warring parties to the negotiating table by early next year. Efforts then moved to the UN Security Council, where nations spoke in a unified voice on the political situation for the first time since the crisis began in 2011. The United Nations envoy for Syria welcomed the international unity, but warned the peace process will not be easy.
It's going to be uphill, it's going to be complicated, but it's becoming possible.
A major sticking point is the future of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Russia and Iran continue to publicly support him, while many Western and Arab nations say he must go. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
President Obama Friday outlined his plan for his final year in office, including the need for the U.S. to remain vigilant in pursuing the Islamic State militants. He also touted wins for his administration, citing diplomacy with Iran and Cuba and climate and trade deals. Head of Rwanda's Electoral Commission says partial results from Rwandans have voted to change the constitution and allow President Paul Kagame to remain in office and run for several more times. Friday's referendum asked for approval of an amendment to shorten presidential terms from 7 years to five, but the amendment makes an exception in Mr. Kagame's case, allowing him to run for a third 7-year term and 2 more 5-year terms after that. This is VOA News.